two, and they got one for the love. Radio. Kyle. Did you hear that, or was that just me?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're live right now. For all we know, people could be listening to us, and we're just talking about this and that. And I don't even hear Kyle. I feel kind of unsupervised.
Dependent. Dependas. You know the dependas.
What's up?
You know the dependas, don't you?
Say it again.
Dependas. The women who marry, that hang around all the military bars, trying to hook up with the youngest guy that they can find that's dumb enough to marry him.
I just got a message from Kyle, from Preacher, and...
Hey, you motherfuckers!
There you are!
It's probably beneficial not to call in before the host, because I'm sitting here looking at the fucking control board, and I can't do anything because I was going to use the live link, and so I'm sitting here trying to do it, and I go to log in, and it says, the host has already logged in. Please try again next week. And I'm like, you cock-sucking motherfuckers. So
we were beginning to feel unsupervised, and it was starting to scare the shit out of us.
Well, yes. none of us are supervised. But, I tell you what, G.I. Jen and Lance actually wanted to, they actually offered to produce the show tonight, but they've been so busy. You know, Lance has a cigar shop. He's got Unreconstructed.
Yeah.
Jen's got the show. She's got Warrior Talk Radio. So they were so fucking busy. I was just like, you know what? I'll run the board. What can go wrong? You know, you've got a fucking a 15 Tango Blackhawk crew chief. How bad could I possibly fuck this up? I mean, I couldn't fuck it up that bad. So.
Surely not.
What matters is you're here now, we're all together, we got this going, and if I remember correctly, we're talking about dependents tonight, and this is
we are, but we're not going to get into that just yet. We've kind of got something that I want to bring to everybody's attention. If everybody who's listening right now or whenever, if they go to the Preacher page, I actually posted a picture of something 31 minutes ago, and it's a picture that was posted on some fucking Facebook page earlier by a guy by the name of John Shoemaker. Now, John Shoemaker, I haven't had a chance to fucking look at this. Dustin, I know you don't have Facebook because you're a fucking hipster, but I'll just take my word for it. This shit is fucked up. So I'm going to describe the picture for all the people listening that can't see it. It's a meme of some sort. On the top of it, it says, at first I was like, with a group of soldiers holding some guns, a couple of laws, some fucking saws, 249s. And then the picture underneath, it's the belly of the inside of what I think is a C5. And it's
That's
got some
it
flags,
like.
Flags draped over a series of caskets, and it says, but then I was all whatever. So I want to take the chance. I know our reach isn't great, but I want to take the chance and issue a challenge. I want to put John Shoemaker on blast. John, and just for those who might be impaired, John spells his name John Shoemaker, and so make this motherfucker famous, make sure he gets lots of attention. So his his profile picture, by the way, is a motherfucking yin and yang backed up against a sun. And so anybody who's listening, go to the Preacher page. I don't even care if you like my fucking page. Just go look at this picture and fucking put this motherfucker on blast. John Shoemaker, yin and yang. He's a real piece of shit. And, you know, like I said in my... What's that?
Where's he live at?
Let's go ahead and take a look. John Shoemaker. I don't know. I'll probably have to fucking research that. And I'll add that into the... to the body of the thing when I put everything together. But the guy just, what a fucking cock-smoking motherfucker. Also, one last thing. I want to send a shout-out to Fred Phelps, former pastor from Westboro Baptist Church. I hear it's pretty hot down there in hell. And I hope you're sucking Satan's cock repeatedly over and over and over and over. So, let's get to the heart of the matter today. Real quick, I want to try something. I'm going to try and play an audio clip. I've been messing around with this Blog Talk Radio soundboard. And this was the intro that I was actually going to play. So let's see if I can get it to go here. This is titled, What the Fuck?
Fucking what the fucking fuck? Who the fuck? Fuck this fucking. How did you do fucking. Fuck. Fuck!
It certainly illustrates the diversity of the work.
So, everybody knows what fucking movie that's from. If you don't know what movie that's from, you need to check your fucking pulse and pull your head out of your collective asses, because that's straight from fucking Boondock Saints. So, one of my fucking favorite movies. So, just a quick shout-out, a small reminder, before we get to the Defenda part of this shit. Who the fuck is typing? Justin, are you typing something?
Yes.
It sounds like a nipple being removed from a baby's mouth at rapid-fire succession right in my motherfucking ear.
I promised everyone I would post live from the show, and I'm going to keep my word.
Okay, next time you post live from the motherfucking show, let's get T-Mobile or somebody to send you a tablet, or at least turn off that little clicking sound in your fucking in your settings. Don't ask me how to do it, because I don't fucking know how to do it. So, real quick, I got to say... there's a couple people listening right now, G.I. Jen and Lance Taylor from Warrior Talk Radio, the cigar shop down in Texas. I'm sorry, Lance, I don't know the actual nomenclature of the fucking shop, but it's the exact cigar shop, if you're living in Texas, where you should get your fucking cigars. In fact, Lance told me that if I wanted some cigars, he was going to send me a box of Rocky Patels. No, he actually didn't. He told me to bring my happy ass down there to Texas to get some Rocky Patels, and I just might have to bring him up on that. And, you know, it just served me just now. It's called the Texas Cigar Company, and you can go down there, and I'm pretty sure you might be able to pick up some unreconstructed swag when you go down there. So go down there, see Lance, get some cigars, pick up some of those shirts. I personally love them. I actually have a couple on order right now, and I can't wait to add it to my Grunt Style collection, my Article 15 collection, and my ASM DSS collection. So, someone's correcting me. It's actually the Texas Star Cigar Company, Also, we're going to be merging with Warrior Talk Radio and 5 Bravo, it's gonna be a pretty big deal. 5 Bravo, for those of you who don't know, stands for bullets, bacon, booze, beards, and babes. So that's five things that I can really fucking get behind. So,
and Kyle,
if
I can interject for a second, speaking of Five Bravo, on the Section 8 Power Hour unofficial Facebook page, the reason first it is unofficial is because our boy Preacher here handles all the big stuff. This is us just having some fucking fun. Well, me mainly, because Dustin doesn't have Facebook. But at the end of this show, I will be choosing someone for a contest. I will be sending you a Five Bravo patch myself.
Cool.
Good shit. Good shit. Okay, so I think we've got a caller. Everybody that's on hold right now, I'm going to get to you in just a second. But we've got a special guest caller that I think, I think everybody listening is probably either going to like this or not like this. So go ahead, caller. You're on the show. Who do you want to talk to?
Hey, bro.
Oh, fuck. Who the fuck is the hell is this?
You know, man, it's Jody.
God damn it.
Nah, dude, I heard you guys were talking about Dependence, bro, and I had to call in on Dependence.
Well, you are pretty much the subject matter expert on Dependence, aren't you?
Yeah, man. No, I was sitting here on your couch, bro, and I was like, fucking, he ain't coming back. So I'm like playing your Xbox, and I was drinking a couple of beers, and I was like, fucking, homeboy ain't coming home because I got his fucking girl. So, yeah, what's up, man?
Shit. I was totally unprepared for you, just like every fucking serviceman usually is when he walks in and finds you sitting on his couch drinking his fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, bro, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were coming home so soon, bro.
Well, now...
I mean, we're cool, though, right, man? I mean, it was like... I mean, she was just like, hey, and I was like, sup, and she was like, sup, and I was like, yeah.
So, I just want to tell everybody, Jody is not cool with me. He's not cool with the Army, with the Marine Corps, with the Navy. I'm okay with Jody being cool with the Air Force and the Coast Guard. That's just about it.
Nah, man, we're all cool. It's all good, man.
Jody,
I mean, you guys
cool
are out. You're like doing your thing and like fucking, you know, I mean, these chicks are like at the bar. It's all cool, man. We're good.
So let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah, bro.
Jody, What is the most appealing part of the Dependence? I mean, is it just how easy it is? Is it the fact that it's, you know, it's I mean, it's not slim pickings. I mean,
No, bro, y'all's chicks is everywhere, man. They're just like, they're gone, we gone, he's gone. I got all this BAH, BAQ, I got all this money. I'm out at the bar hanging out, and then fucking I got my long hair and my Hawaiian fucking shirt, some shorts and some flip-flops, and I'm like, I'm fucking everybody, man. It's cool. It's good. It don't mean nothing.
I got to attend to something real quick, but Justin and Dustin, do you guys have any questions for Jody? Dustin, I know you do, because Jody was fucking your...
Yeah, man. No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's, we're
yeah,
all
Dustin.
Cool.
Jody was fucking Dustin's ex-wife way back in the day.
Oh, who is she?
Yeah. She had lots of fun with you.
Jody, if you could do at least one thing for me, at least attempt to remember their names, damn it.
No, bro, man. It's like, it ain't like that. There ain't no names. It's just love, bro. It's cool.
But do you have like one that was like your, or okay, here's actually a better question. Do you have a favorite branch, like a favorite branch of Dependa?
Man, if I had to pick one, it'd have to be the squids, old ladies, man. Those chicks are hot and they're freaky as shit. The Marines, man, the Marines. They're all right. They're cool and they're chill and all, but man, the Marines like the chubbies, bro.
Hey, watch it. Watch that language.
But that, hey, man, there ain't nothing wrong with that. It's cool, bro. It's cool. I mean, everybody needs loving, and that's why I'm here.
You know, the biggest one I ever, well,
oh, you were a Marine, bro.
No, I was an Army. No. Justin was a Marine.
You said the biggest one, bro, so you threw me off.
Yeah, I know. Marines usually are with the biggest ones, but I think the biggest one I ever took home was, Dustin, wasn't that when, I'm going to pay for this tomorrow, I have a feeling. Wasn't that in Virginia when I jumped on a grenade for you? Oh, no, that was when you were
jumped
entertaining. Yeah, that was when you jumped on the grenade for me.
I jumped on the grenade for you, and then she married somebody in our company, I believe.
Oh, two. Okay, so we went out to the bar. We met these girls, and a couple weeks later, we ended up hanging out with them after the bar closed. And Dustin's like, I don't want to go. I'm like, dude, this chick's not down if you're not down with her friend. So you have to be down by proxy. This is what battle buddies do. And so he spent, 3 hours to the wee hours of the morning dodging advances from her 180-pound Great Dane and her fat friend.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks later, she married one of the fucking dumbasses in hotel company. So that was fun.
No, bro. See, that's where you guys got it all wrong, man. You're all like pew pew and bang bang, blowing shit up. No, man, it's about loving, bro. You gotta just love people, make love, not war, bro.
Jody, if you don't stay to like make breakfast, there's no love involved. You're just going there to hump and dump.
No, man, they got breakfast at the Waffle House, bro. You can get that shit on the way home.
God, that's what we ate.
Mothered, chunk, covered, lump.
Hey, so that means usually when we're leaving the bar and going to eat breakfast, that there's probably that Jody's eating breakfast right next to us. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I'm just a guy that's got the cool hair, the Hawaiian shirt. You guys are all with your little short haircuts and everything. Like, my old lady hates me, and I'm like, love everybody, man. It's good.
Listen, Jody, I'd like to keep you on. Maybe if you want to call back here in about 30 minutes, we're going to take some calls from some of these servicemen that you've been servicing their wives and their spouses.
All right, bro.
And I want to get their reaction, but call us back here in a little bit. We'll get
you
back
man.
On.
Hey,
and,
I gotta go. Yeah. I gotta go anyways, man. This chick's blowing up my phone. I gotta go.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's a tough life.
All right,
right?
Guys.
It's hard out here for a pimp. Yeah, we'll see you.
All right, hey, bro.
Yeah.
Tell mama that y'all out of bread.
All right, motherfucker.
We'll
see you.
Bye now.
Okay, so anybody, now that Jody's gone, we're going to get to some calls here in about 2 seconds. But now that Jody's gone, I want to read something real quick. For those that don't know what a dependa is, I went to Urban Dictionary. I know what a dependa is, but I wanted to get it in the quickest way possible. So the dependa, D-E-P-E-N-D-A, person who is married to someone in the service who doesn't just depend on their spouse for financial support, but pretty much relies on them for it. They start out all cute and all-American until after the wedding. Then it's like cookies, couch, and cookies. Arguing with other dependents over Facebook all day, over who's the bigger dependa, they're generally not educated and have aspirations in life. They live their lives through their husband's successes and they think that they rank and are better than civilians when they themselves are, in fact, still civilians. You can usually find these fat pieces of shit at the PX and or commissary like a herd of cattle during every pay period, blowing their spouse's paychecks on Oreos, Coach, and Michael Kors purses, and then complaining 2 days after they got paid that they are broke and need someone from the FRG to deliver them free diapers baby. Also see Dependa-twat, Dependosaurus, and Dependopotamus. Now, two definitions of these. I pulled these off. My husband and I just got married last month. What are some websites that give free stuff to military wives? And then the other one, I got married to my Marine. He's going to take care of me now. No more working at Taco Bell for this girl. Ugh, that just fucking gives me chills. It makes me want to be one. Fucking nasty bitches. So, real quick, I go to, who is this? Dustin, what number did you call in on? 815?
What number did I, yeah, 815.
And Justin, you called in on the
213.
What number? 213? What fucking number is that? I don't even see a 213 number on this motherfucker.
No, you called from. The number you called from.
Oh, he called that one. Yeah, what's your area code, Justin?
417.
417. Okay, that's better. Yeah, I don't see that fucking one either. All right, so we're going to take a call. Well, let's go to the person who's been on the line the longest. 432. Hey, you're on live with the preacher of Section 8 Power Hour. Who the fuck is this?
This is Poncho.
What's up? God damn it. Poncho, Sancho, and fucking Jody in one fucking show. What's up, Poncho?
Not a lot, man. I got Poncho in boot camp, so it's not like Sancho and all that other old shit.
Well, what's up, brother? You got a Dependa story for us or what?
Yeah, I got a pretty decent one.
All right, give us the Reader's Digest version. I got 9 people on hold, and you got 2 minutes. Spit it out. If you win, you win something. So I'm gonna start writing these down. So you let me know when you're ready.
All right. I was an SDO, staff duty officer from my squadron. And one of my troops walks in and goes, hey, if such and such from Hobby Lobby calls, I'm not here. You don't know where the fuck I am. All right, no problem. Why? He's like, she's a bitch. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I'm literally staff duty officer. I'm sitting behind a red phone and a fucking black phone waiting for actual serious shit to happen. And the black phone starts ringing like fuck. And this chick gets on the phone and she starts telling me, oh, I'm Major so-and-so's wife. I'm like, so? And she's like, I need to know where... can't remember the guy's first name, but we'll go with Kevin. I need to know where Kevin's at. I was like, well, first off, I don't give off personal information on the phone. Secondly, I don't know who you are, but this is a duty line. You need to fuck off. And I hang up. She calls back nonstop for 2 fucking hours, demanding reciprocity. On and on about my husband is a major in this squadron. And I said, listen, I'm the SDO. I speak with the authority of a lieutenant colonel, and you need to fuck off or I will literally ruin your husband's career. And she's like, you're just a sergeant. You can't do shit. I said, well, let me see about that. So I call my sergeant major, and my sergeant major calls the fucking MPs, and the MPs call her. And the phone stops ringing, but I'm logging all this shit in the green logbook. I don't know what happened to the guy, but if he actually had a wife, or she actually had a husband, however you want to say it, I'm pretty sure he spent the next 4 or 5 fucking days getting his ass reamed, because I know what happens when officers fuck up bad enough to piss off other officers.
All right, son.
I want to commend you for doing Duty Has No Friends.
Yeah, you just became that guy. So at least you got to talk shit to a fucking crazy ass fucking Dependa. Honestly, there's a couple that I'd like to tell the fuck off, but can't really do that. So. All right, Poncho, thanks for calling. We're going to go to the next caller. You have a good night.
You too.
Later. All right, Cole, you're on live with the preacher. What do you got? Hello? Hello? Littering ant.
Maybe.
Littering ant. He must be in the fucking Navy. Operate. You gotta call up to the captain's mast before you make a call. All right. Fuck it. Gonna go to the next one. So, okay, 765 area code. That?
Indiana.
Is that Indiana?
Yes, it is.
What's up, caller? You're on live with the preacher on the Section 8 Power Hour. What the fuck can
I
do
for preacher?
You? Yeah,
one of these puppies yet?
Oh, goddamn, Olan. What are you doing?
Sitting here drinking a beer.
Well, good, good. Hopefully you're not touching yourself while you're talking to me.
Hell no. You ain't got that pretty of a mouth, bitch.
All right, buddy. You got we got a bunch of people sitting on hold. You got a fucking depend a story for us or what?
Not really a depend a story per se. I was on my way back from my fourth pour.
Wait. Does this story have anything to do at all with titties or alcohol or pussy or?
Yes. Pretty much all the above.
Okay. Proceed.
Didn't tell anybody I was on my way back home. Sat at a local titty bar, which I normally go to anyways. Proceed to head home after that, find Jody in bed with my girl. All
right, we're going to have to... We'll talk to him about that. But go. He's going to be calling back here in a second. But keep talking. Let's hear this story. I want to hear this.
All right. What it is, where I was living at, it was a trailer court. Hell, I didn't make a whole lot of money anyways. So I get home, and I noticed there's a car parked in my driveway. I have no idea who the hell it belongs to. So I circle back down around the bottom of the hill, park my truck, and walk my ass back up the hill. Try to figure out what the fuck's going on. And, of course, half the damn trailer court can hear her moaning.
Hey, well, that's what happens when you're getting fucked when you're inside of a tin can.
Yeah, true. I know the trailer doors aren't that damn strong. Neither is the door frames holding them in place either.
No, they're not.
I wouldn't have to be down the hallway, kick the door frame completely off the wall. And where the bed was in the bedroom, end up hitting Jody in the back of the head. Tell you what, I'm 6 foot 4, 250 pounds, and when I came home to that, I was pissed. Can't do it out parking, sent her out the door butt-ass naked too, burnt her shit, locked my shit up, went back to the big bar and drank myself stupid.
Okay, so I like that one. That one's going in the fucking top three. Molan, I'm going to talk to you offline. And,
by the way, I posted John Schumacher's link to his profile on Preacher page.
Yeah. Oh, I love you for that. Did you hear that, everybody? This gentleman just posted John Schumacher's profile link to the Preacher page. So go on there, click it, and, we'll...
And I don't know who was saying Dependas earlier, but I swear to God, it sounded like they were saying Depends, like underwear, like a diaper.
No, none of us are that fucking old.
Hey, I don't know, but I mean, if the diaper.
Holy shit, you got jokes.
Sometimes shit happens, but.
Hey,
I'm pretty sure at the moment none of us are at that moment.
All right, guys, we got to go to another caller, but we'll talk here shortly. Molan, we got your story down. I appreciate you calling in, brother.
I'm going to keep listening and holding these puppies.
All right. Hey, don't touch yourself while you're listening to this show, okay? Love you.
Love you, bro. Later.
Bye-bye. That is a funny dude. Some of that shit he posts is just hilarious. I think he's absolutely fucking hilarious. Let's go to this one right here. It's a 602 area code. Oh, I just got that ludicrous song Hose stuck in my different area code song stuck in my fucking head.
Yep, thanks. Now it's in my head.
There you go. All right, so 602 area code. What's up, caller? You're on live.
Y'all should just be so ashamed of you talking about us like that. That is just so rude.
Oh, fuck.
We are not dependents. My husband is a first lieutenant, and you should be ashamed.
Your husband's a boot tenant. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it's the truth.
Oh, hold on, Justin. Let's let her talk.
For my rank, thank you.
Really? I'm sure I am just as curious as all of the listeners to know just exactly what in the fuck you did to make you think that you earned his rank. Now, mind you, his rank is rather minuscule. I think the only people that would actually listen to a second lieutenant would be a goddamn fucking private or a fucking walk. Or
I have had to spit out five kids, no less. Five kids, I tell you. While he is off doing other things across just anywhere he goes. Five kids, I tell you. And I have to drag those little brats to the PX and buy ho-hos and Twinkies. And that guy at the gate, he didn't even salute me when I came in there.
Jesus fucking Christ. You know what? I'm going to tell you, this is what I think you're actually upset about. I think you're upset about the fact that TRICARE doesn't pay for the mommy makeover that you want because you spit out those five kids and now your body looks like the remains of what happens when 50 pounds of sausage goes into a five-pound sack. Listen, as the enlisted man, we didn't really do anything to deserve being treated that way. Not one of us wants to fucking salute the wife of a fucking dependa. That's just what it is. So,
well,
I'm sorry TRICARE doesn't pay for that.
You guys just keep on with your little radio show. I have my friend over here, his name is Jody, and I'm going to just go spend some time with him.
Yeah, well, you do that. I heard Jody's got fucking STDs up the wazoo and all around the wazoo, at the bottom of the wazoo, and on the sides of the wazoo.
Y'all should just be ashamed of yourselves. I'm going to tell my husband. Goodbye.
Now, praise Jesus, pass the ammunition. God damn it. I think she was from the fucking... I think... You know who that sounded like, Dustin? That sounded like Shirley Phelps Roper from the fucking Westboro Baptist Church.
Could have been.
Yeah. That's who that sounded like. You know, in fact, in honor of all dependas everywhere... I'm going to play the intro to a little song. This is just for them. Hope you ladies like it.
I've got a good woman at home.
Unless she's a dependa. Oh, yeah. See, it's not going to stop right where I wanted it to. Oh! I had this thing planned. It was going to be fucking awesome. Oh, shit. All right. So we've had Jody call in. We've had we've had the Dependipotamus call in. Now we're going to go to 315 area code. 315 area code. Get ready to talk, whoever you are. You're on live with the preacher, and what do you want to say?
I got two things. I want to ask Justin if I can come to his wedding in my Deadpool outfit that I just bought first.
Oh, fuck.
Like I told you before, you're gonna have to talk to the bride-to-be about that. She's the one who will go off the phone.
I'm the person who asked. I'm not that one. Nice try, though. Yeah, and no, but I do have a dependent story that Justin will get a kick out of.
Let's hear it.
All right, so I'm coming home off of my second deployment, me and this, well, she's now a dependa, was a Mormon preacher's daughter.
You mean a Mormon bishop?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Same thing, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Same thing to me now. Hey, more power to them for doing what they do. But no, I get home, I go to her house, I hear, like your friend that was talking earlier, I hear some more, and I'm like, oh, I'm about to get it in. Yeah, no, she was getting it in. But I didn't do anything, you know, stupid at that time. I walked out, you know, did my piece. About a week later, though, when everybody was at the church, they found envelopes of pictures of her naked and spread out throughout the entire church.
Jesus Christ.
I still don't know how that happened at all. Damnation, I'll tell you what. I don't know how it happened to this day. They were just there with pictures of him,
you
too.
You know, sometimes the Lord works in mysterious ways.
And sometimes he sends people who are in the intelligence field to help you out.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. You know, I always said, and I used to tell Dustin this, the two spouses that you never want to have sex with, if you're going to be a piece of shit, are going to be your supply sergeant or the guy that fucking packs your parachutes. And I guess you can add your local intelligence officer to that too. Or anybody in recon platoon if you're a fucking Marine. So,
Hey, you know what?
Those fuckers running from all the way from recon to N Street over on Camp Lejeune wearing them shorty-ass little shorts. No homo, but that's sexy as fuck.
Listen.
Oh, shit.
I am a straight pogue motherfucker. I'm a pogue. I don't give a shit. Who knows it? Hey, I am going to preach it because they call me the motherfucking preacher. I'm a motherfucking pogue. But the next time you fucking grunt motherfuckers tells me you're a fucking pogue. Yeah, I am a fucking pogue. However,
the first person
that's fucking coming after your punk ass as soon as the fucking medic gets there is going to be the next thing that's going to happen is somebody's going to call in a fucking 9 line, and then the medic's going to come, and then you know who the medic's going to call? You call for the medic? He's going to call for fucking Kaz evac. And you know who's going to fucking be on that fucking bird? Me, on that big-ass gun, circling in the fucking air, making sure that fucking medical bird gets down and picks your fucking, oh, I went to Sand Hill, woo, 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 blah, 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 blah. Fuck you. I love you motherfuckers to death. You guys kick in doors. I don't want to kick in doors. I don't even like camping, let alone rucking around the goddamn desert. That's why I fly, so I don't have to ruck around the fucking desert. So no more of this pogue shit. I'm tired of that fucking horse shit. Anyway,
I am a pogue, and I'm fucking proud of it because I loved what I did. And if my buddy Wesley is listening, he can fucking vouch for this. We came up with an anagram for all the fucking grunts who wanted to call us pogues. We called them a nab because, of course, it's artillery. So to us, they call us a pogue. We call them a nab or a non-artillery bitch. Because while they're fucking rucking everywhere and living in the dirt, we're living in the dirt and riding 7 tons.
Okay. That's usually what Jody's doing back at home, riding around in the dirt, riding on 7 tons.
Oh, shit.
Actually, he's having the 7 ton ride around on him.
All you brand new PFCs, that all you motherfuckers that are out there thinking about going into the military, or you just got out, or you just barely got no, not the ones that got out, the ones that just barely got in. Let me tell you something. Preachers, gather around, take a knee, drink water, hydrate, listen for a second. Daddy's gonna teach you something. You motherfuckers, when you get out of AIT, your first urge is gonna be to fuck something. Then it's going to be to go to the first dealership that you see and buy a fucking brand new fucking Ford V6 Mustang on fucking 29% fucking interest. And later that night, you're probably going to marry a fucking stripper. So here's what I want you to do. when you fucking graduate from AIT and you get to your first duty station and your first battle comes up and he's like, hey, bro, there's this fucking badass titty bar. I want you to go back into the barracks and I want you to ask, who's a Mormon? And when that one little dweeb over in the corner raises his hand, I want you to walk up. I want you to introduce yourself. I want you to take your money and give it to the Mormon kid. And then I want you to have him kick you square in the fucking balls. Because he's going to save you about 24 hours of heartache. You're still going to be out all your money, and your dick is going to hurt. Because that's what's going to happen the night after you graduate from fucking AIT. Except your balls will heal. You won't have a brand new piece of shit Mustang on 29% APR. You won't be married to a fucking some stripper named Shaniqua. And you'll have your self-dignity intact. So that's I'm going to get off that soapbox for a second. Besides, if you're a private, you should be somewhere doing a fucking detail right now, not listening to this fucking show. Whoever your NCO is, tell them they fucking failed. All right. I'm going to get off that soapbox for a second and get back to the fucking Dependa ideas. Let's see. Who we got?
Do you have
next one
on there? Do you have a
270
number?
Yeah, we got a 270 number. Let's go to them real quick. Man, they've been on a hold for a minute, so we want to get them on here. Hold on just a second. Go ahead, caller. You're on the Section 8 Power Hour. I'm the preacher. You got Justin and Dustin. Go ahead.
I want to start off with saying, Infantry, you ain't shit. I want you to call back that little girl and tell her that you're sorry for not saluting her when she went through the gate.
Yeah, probably not going to fucking happen, man.
BG,
how
you doing, man?
Right
now.
BG from Bugs of the Military.
Yeah, let me give you a list of things that will happen before I salute some fucking dependent cunt. Let me just go ahead and give you a list of those things that are going to happen.
You're cracking my old lady up. Hold on, chill out. You ain't paid enough to crack my old lady yet.
Let me just run you down a list of the things that are going to happen before I fucking salute some dependent cunt. Fred Phelps from the Westboro Baptist Church will walk through the pearly gates, and Jesus himself will sit on high as Chesty Puller and General fucking Patton wash his motherfucking feet. Okay, that will happen before I salute a Dependa. The other thing that will happen is, and I hate to say this, but Army will probably beat Navy at a football game. I know that's never going to happen. That's why I'm throwing that out there.
That's cold-hearted, dude.
Hey, go Army, beat Navy. But I know that shit's not going to fucking happen. So...
I mean,
wow.
They got all that practice and all that extra protein with semen and stuff.
Hey, you know what? Okay.
It's like, protein shake.
Who had the protein shake? Who's the bigger? Wait, are you for Navy or are you for Army?
I was U.S. Army all the way, who?
Okay, yeah, well, this is a who are free zone.
I was a big freaking
fuck, so,
by the way.
Hold on. This is a who are free zone. If you who are in here, I'm going to who are you all the way down to the fucking shopette. So
we tell people that all the time. It's almost a running joke. Like, you know, who?
when I see the battalion sergeant major, Sergeant Major Nellis, come walking down the fucking corridor in the hangar, I usually give him like a whoa, and he'll hey, and this motherfucker will do it right back.
You gotta
he
do it with
the
lead
right
be like whoa.
No, we don't hey, and that shit might work over in the fucking Cav Scout area, but in the aviation we don't limp our wrists. Hey, and one more thing about the Army Navy rivalry, I'm just gonna tell you Navy motherfuckers this shit. The only reason Navy beats Army every year is because Navy's best, the best the Navy can do is on the football field, and the best that the Army's got, well, I don't know if you've heard of them. They're Rangers, Delta Force, Green Berets, all around special forces. So that's why we don't beat
you
guys.
They're fucking
and
highly trained to play
the
same football
that I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. So
hey, you need to put
Navy
a caveat on that, Kyle.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You need to put a caveat on that.
I am kind of a little bit out of my league. You know, I wasn't around the Air Force much, but they got some hot chicks, too. Hey, I got a dependent story.
All right, shoot it.
All right, look, I'm standing in formation. You know, it was all about work, you know, in the afternoon and blah, blah, blah. You know, it was morning formation. And Private, let's call him Private S because, you know, for shitbag, you know, the fucked up one is always fucked up. He was married to this chick that was like, I don't know, 380,000 pounds. No, she was about probably at least a good 400, right? She got pissed off at him and went to his her mama's house, you know, for a while. And he was saying, hey, I got to go pick her up from the airport. And without missing a beat, I looked at him and was like, well, dude, you better wear a back brace. And he's like, oh, I know you didn't. And I was like, dude, you fucking black. You know, I mean, it was like drop mic, walk away, everybody laugh, because everybody in the whole formation turned around and laughed at him. Like, I can't help it. You married a chick. You need a forklift to get in the bed.
Hey, you know what? Well, okay, I'm going to let you go because we got somebody calling in right now, and I got to get this person on the air real quick because he's probably got
we
like
have
fucking
a great night.
Hey, I appreciate the dependent story. Thank you, brother.
Hey, thanks for letting me be a part.
You be safe.
Good night.
I'll talk to you later.
Hey, no worries.
All right, later, man.
Hey, so this next guy, we got to get him on the air because I was on a conference call with him the other day, and he had like 8 kids fucking screaming in the background, and I know his time is precious, so we're going to go ahead.
Are we still live?
I don't know.
It's possibly just us again, unsupervised, which is scary as hell. Fuck it. Dude, we could just, like, sing our ABCs and shit right now, and I'm pretty sure people would just love it.
Yeah, they would. Goddamn.
Shut the fuck up. Goddamn fucking phones. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Supervised.
Shut the fuck up. All right, hey, we're going to the next call. Aaron Hart, you are fucking live with the preacher on this fucking station. What can we do for you, my friend?
Man, you silly, funny motherfucker. So,
ladies and
really
gentlemen, I want to hold on. I want to introduce you. For all you who don't know who Aaron Hart is, Aaron and a couple of his friends, and he'll introduce them here in a second, are the brains behind Five Bravo. And the whole lifestyle, the Band of Bravos brand, and cool guy to work for. They're pretty much like us. They like to get fucked up and do all sorts of fucked up shit. So I think Aaron might be sharing a dependent story with us. So, Aaron, you got the floor, brother.
Okay. Well, it's going to be quick, and it's going to be easy, just like a private's first time out of AIT, like you said. So, no, seriously, I was an Army guy, and I just have to say thank you to the Marines. So my best friend, Gunny Vines, is a Marine, and he might be one of the different ones, but I just had to say thank you to the Marines because those motherfuckers take one for the team.
We do what we have to do for our family.
And when I say take one for the team, I mean y'all fuck the fattest swamp donkeys I have ever seen in my entire life. And that is absolutely amazing because it takes them off of the Army guys' plates. So I just wanted to say thank you to all the Marines out there that have been fucking fat chicks. And, you know, no harm to fat chicks. You know, Marines need loving too, so I guess that's fair.
That's fucking funny. Hey, what did how did Matt Best say it in that fucking Army versus Marine Corps video? They invade, we occupy. So when they invade, you know, they invade the fucking fat chicks, and when we occupy, the Army likes to wife them up and give them all our fucking money. So
it was actually kind of funny.
If I recall that same video, he also You're just mad because I got that EGA.
You can take that EGA and shove it smooth up your ass. And it would probably go up your ass very smooth. Anybody else's, it would probably take some work because it's got pointy fucking edges.
Hey, you guys can have your EGA. We have more than two fucking duty stations, so that's pretty cool.
Cool.
No, we got three.
Hey, Justin, were you a fucking East Coast Marine or were you a Hollywood Marine? Because I heard there's a big fucking...
Well, I spent most of my time on the East Coast, but I earned my EGA on the good side, which is the Hollywood.
Oh, you see, I heard...
And he said that he earned the EGA, and by earned, that means he ran a fucking extra mile and did some freaking pull-ups.
So is that like, would that like be the equivalent of the Army infantry guys going to fucking Sand Hill at Fort Benning and the rest of us going, well, I didn't go to Relax in Jackson, but yeah, some of these bitch-ass motherfuckers going to Relax in Jackson. Is that pretty much the same deal here? You know, the difference between the East Coast
exactly
and the Hollywood Marines?
And I'm going to reference my friend Wesley again because he was an East Coast Marine. And if you've ever been to the East Coast, compared to California, it's flat as shit. There's next the hills. You say the word hills, and they think that you're talking about some dude's last name. You go over to fucking California, and you're climbing mountains and shit.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, California is known for
it's
a lot
mountain.
Of things. Unless you're... Where?
It's mountain.
Where?
Border over in California. 29 Palms is right off of Fort Irwin, California. Fort Irwin has fucking mountains.
Well,
if they're not mountains, they're extremely high hills.
Wait, hold on just a second. Hold on. Aaron, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
So I know your time is precious. I know you probably don't want to hang out with us. do you want to give... Well, no, I want to be able to plug. We've only got 34 minutes left, and most of that time's been ate up by technical difficulties. So I just want to give you a second to plug Five Bravo, Band of Bravos, introduce the other guys, and just give your spiel. I want to tell everybody what it's all about.
No, we just, we have the Facebook group, the Band of Bravos, and that's the group and community for the Five Bravo lifestyle. And the lifestyle that we're trying to push is, just all American fun, drinking, rocking the beards, talking about the girls, shooting shit, blowing shit up. And that's really what it's all about. And, basically what we're going to be here for is to brand other veteran-owned companies' products with our lifestyle brand and create returning customers to other veteran companies based off the cool shit that we're doing. So we're not built to be a store just to sell shit. We're here to other veteran-owned companies.
Right on. Right on. I love it.
Which, Aaron, I will have to say thank you. I won't plug any of my stuff until I get proper permission, but you have done so much for me already that I don't know how to say thanks enough, man.
Well, hell yeah, man. It's not me, man. It's the community, and that's why we built it. We built it for that reason, for all the guys and girls to get together and have a good time and just be another support group. So don't thank me. Thank your recruiter.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. All right, Aaron. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by, and we'll have you on again here real soon.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, brother. All right. Next caller we're going to take is a gentleman by the name of Bradley. Brad is on in a group with me and a couple other guys by the name of Vigilant Guard. So, Brad, I hope I get this right. 217 area code. Here we go.
Are you there,
Brad,
brother?
Brad, you're live with the preacher. Go ahead, brother.
Are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
So we're
can
talking
you hear
about
me?
The Vigilant Guard. So I can hear you, dude. We're talking about the Vigilant Guard, right?
Yep, we're talking about, unless you got a Dependa story, but I'm all for either one.
I actually have one of those too, but I'll fuck it. I was in Germany, re-enlisted in the Army to pick my next duty station so she could go back to her hometown. I'm a tanker, right? So I went back to Fort Carson. That's where she was at, Colorado Springs.
Okay.
I wasn't in Carson for 2 months before I caught her in bed with her ex high school boyfriend.
Jesus.
So I did the right thing. I beat his ass a couple times, actually. got away from the cops because, you know, that's just how we do things. And even though it took probably 10 years for me to talk to her, we're actually friends now. That's kind of fucking nuts. But that's a whole different story as far as the whole dependent thing goes, because she tried to take me for everything I was worth. I mean, she contacted the fucking brigade commander, fucking post commander, every goddamn commander she could goddamn find, and she fucking got a hold of. Then I went to Korea, so that all kind of stopped. Kind of funny how that shit happens. But as far as Vigilant Guard goes, that's the main thing right here, right?
Yeah.
Our purpose in the Vigilant Guard is we are a family. We care about each other. We give a fuck. We have our brothers' backs, our brothers and sisters. We take care of each other. Bottom fucking line. That's it. I mean, hit me up on Facebook, Bradley Stevens, STEPHENS. Bradley, if you can't figure that out, if you can't figure that shit out, you know, I mean, put the goddamn bottle down.
All right, heard him. Bradley Stevens at Vigilant Guard. Any of you guys that need help having a hard time, we got 3 more calls we got to take. We got 30 minutes left, and we still got to play the FKN game. So, Bradley, I'm going to talk to you offline, and we'll get you on the next one, talking more about the Vigilant Guard and their mission. I got to take a call right now from somebody who I dropped. I actually hung up on her, and she's tough enough to fucking kick my ass. Brad, we'll talk to you later. Have a good night, and keep doing what you guys do over there.
Love you, brother.
Thanks, brother. See ya. So we're going to go to this next call. Area code 336. If you guys knew who I'm about to let on the show, if you guys saw her pictures, and I'm not going to, I'm not going to put her on blast like that, but she is fucking tough enough to beat the ever-loving shit out of me. I'm probably going to let her give me a workout regimen with these kettlebells that she's been sending me information on. Just the kettlebells alone, my body's already transforming because it just looks like it fucking hurts. So let's go there now. Hold on, I gotta move back here. Here we go. Jesse, you're on with a preacher.
Here. What's up, brother?
Yeah. What's up, babe? What are you doing?
Well, except for the part that I was cut off on, I've been enjoying the show. I did want to remind you that a lot of times Jody is another service member. So Jody isn't always that long-haired, good-looking fool, and sometimes it's another bitch.
That's true. This is true.
I have a dependent story of my own that I'll share.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
It's a little embarrassing, but I'm going to share it anyway. So I come back from my first deployment. I lost my first husband, and I had a kid that was about 7 years old. I moved to Fort Carson, and I didn't want to be that mom that drug dudes to the house, so I married the first dude that I dated long term, and he was a civilian. He was also a dependent. Both of his parents were in the Army. So we were married for about 4 months, and he tells me that his uncle's sick, so he has to go back to Reno. So he drives from Carson to Reno in my car, and he's there for about 3 or 4 days. He calls me from, you know, some number. I didn't pay any attention to area code or anything. And the day he's coming back, I get a phone call from this chick. And he's like, who is this? He's like, well, how do you know so-and-so? It's like, that's my husband. And she said, your husband? I said, yeah. She said, well, he's been here at my house in Oregon fucking me for the last week.
Jesus Christ.
So, you know, she goes on to tell me that he's telling her all these fucking stories about shit he did in Iraq and all this shit, like my fucking stories, you know? Shit that I only tell him stories. So she comes home, and I act like I didn't know shit, and pack all his stuff up and take it to his work and drop it off, and find out at his work, when I get to his work, that he's got a girl knocked up at work. So that's my dependent story.
Jesus Christ. That's fucking insane.
But yeah. Yeah, Jody's everywhere.
Holy
and
shit.
And those kettlebells will fuck you up, brother. I'll get you pretty jacked up, man. My shoulders are tore out right now.
That's fucking badass. So, that's a dependent and some fucking stolen valor.
Yeah, you don't say. I don't know if he's still breathing, and I'm cool with that.
Hey, sometimes it's better if they're not. So that's probably one of the best dependent stories I heard. I'm gonna get back to you though, because I think we might have one more. But I think that might be the best one so far. So you go. We're gonna take a couple more calls.
I don't know if it's the best one, if I'm actually winning or if I'm actually losing.
Well, okay, it's the shittiest situation. That's fucking dependent story.
Word.
That is most definitely fucking certain.
Yeah, that's shitty. That's real fucking shitty. So, all right, sister, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother, you guys take care. Have a good night.
All right, we'll talk to you.
You too.
All right, real quick. I think somebody is telling me that it's messing up a little bit. I don't know what the hell the problem. Dustin, are you still there with me?
Yeah, I'm here, bud.
Okay. Just making sure. All right,
the browser.
So we're going to go. What's that?
If it goes off air, if people that are listening, if it goes off air, you have to refresh the browser.
Yeah, I got a message. And maybe Jen, I think all these glitches will go away when G.I. Jen is producing this show here in a couple of weeks. But I'm sure we'll try to get all the glitches worked out for you. So we're gonna go to another call, area code 602. So we've got four callers left, and then we're gonna play the FKM game, which I can't fucking wait. Stephen Bradley, hey. See if you can get fucking Stephen Bradley on the line, Justin. Text that motherfucker. Tell him he needs to be here for the FKM game. And while you're texting him, I'm going to go to area code 602 real quick, and we're going to give each one of these calls 2 more minutes, and then we're going to go to the FKM. So what's up, caller?
Hey,
you're on live with a fucking preacher. What's going on?
Hey, preacher. It's G.I. Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. Just want to call in and say you guys are rocking it tonight. I really enjoyed it. I was cracking up, especially the dependent. And Jody. Jody was good. He was awesome. So, yeah, you guys were having a little bit of comms issues, but we'll get all of that stuff knocked out. That's you know, neither here nor there. But you guys are doing an awesome job, and I can't wait to have you guys join us over on Warrior Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm fucking ecstatic for it.
Yay! Okay, well, I just want to call and say congratulations. You guys are doing a great job, and if you need anything from me, let me know.
Right on. Right on. Thanks, Jen. Appreciate
cool.
it. Tell Lance we
Talk
said hi.
I will. Thanks
right,
so
bye.
Much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, real quick, I want to take a second to plug something that I saw a couple days ago. There's some pictures, and I'm going to post them a little bit later, but I got a message and was started to talk to a kid named, and Ryan, I'm sorry if I butcher your last name, Alanis. I'm not sure where he's out of, but he makes these pieces of art that are made from blank dog tags. The name of the company is called To All Good Soldiers. It's called Tags. And I'm looking at some of these pictures. He made an actual state of Texas flag, and it's literally probably about 5 feet by 3 feet, 3 feet tall by 5 feet wide. I'm looking at a picture of Jeff Kyle, brother of Chief Petty Officer Chris Kyle, the motherfucking legend. And he gave it to him, actually. So we're going to get Ryan Alana. Speaking of Jeff Kyle, Jeff Kyle is going to be on probably not the next show, but the one after that. That's going to be a fucking awesome. Dustin, can you believe I got Jeff Kyle? I can't even fathom that shit.
I can't truly. That's pretty freaking awesome.
I literally
in disbelief.
I literally. Well, you're a Marine, so you guys probably go full EGA whenever he comes around, but.
My Eagle will go fully EGA the entire show.
So I called him. So real quick, so I didn't call him. I'm sorry. I sent him a Facebook message, and I said, this is who I am. I'm doing a show on this network coming up. What channels do I have to go through to make sure that it's done the right way? Because I know you're a really busy guy. So I honestly was not expecting a fucking call back or a message back. And so I got off the computer, and I know sooner than sit my phone down, then the message went off, and it was Jeff Kyle, and he says, "Bro, I don't have people. Of course I'd love to be on the show." And I'm sitting here like, holy fuck, like Jeff Kyle just called me bro. You know, I usually hate the word bro because that reminds me of fucking hipster douchebags that refer to my beloved Jameson Irish whiskey as the J or just some shitty whiskey that they down with fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon. Which brings me to my next fucking high horse. All you hipster motherfuckers, I've been drinking Jameson and fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon since you fucking cocksuckers were going to art school at fucking NYU. So you can fucking take that hipster bullshit and fucking shove it up your asses. Because that fucking shit, yeah. I was drinking that shit way longer before. Oh, my blood pressure is going to go through the roof. I keep talking about this shit. Anyway, we're going to go to, yeah, so back to that. Check out Ryan Alanis and his stuff at Tags To All Good Soldiers. Knows Jeff. He knew Chris. You know, he's just a good kid. Give him some business. I'm going to be talking to him. Here shortly, probably on the very next show. So next person we're going to go to, area code 432. Go ahead, caller. You're on live with the preacher. You got 2 fucking minutes because we're getting into the FMK game.
Hey, it's fucking Poncho again, and I'm not tech savvy, so I couldn't figure out another way to listen to this show. But if you want it, I got another fucking story.
All right, you got. In fact, you know what, Poncho? 432 number. I got to get these other three calls because they've been on the phone for like 20 minutes apiece. So
yeah,
hang up.
Go ahead.
Hang up, call back, and I'll get to your dependent story as soon as I get to these three.
It ain't even worth it, man. Just fucking hang up, and I'll listen to you later.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Are you there?
Poncho's been going through some shit to try and talk to us.
Yeah, sounds like it.
That poor guy, his feels are probably all kinds of in a twist.
Good job, Kyle.
I know. I fucking did it again. G.I. Jen, if you're listening, I cannot wait until you're running this fucking show so I don't have any more fucking glitches. Fuck. Okay. We're going to area code 409. Area code 409. If any of you motherfuckers start singing a Beach Boys song, I'm going to beat your asses. All right. Caller, you're on live with the preacher. What can I do for you?
Well, is this me?
You're on, brother.
Man, I love the show so far. Really kick ass, guys.
Really, really kick ass.
Hey, appreciate it. Who are we talking to?
This is Ryan Allen East. 12 Good Soldiers. Tag.
Dude!
Yeah.
Oh, well, of course you're fucking listening. I just fucking plugged your show. Dude, I'm going to have you on the next show because I really want you to get in depth with what you do. Because I think if you don't know Lance Taylor and G.I. Jen, you fucking need to. And we need to get you hooked up with the Warrior Talk Radio Network because I did a little bit of research on you. The stuff that you guys have been doing is fucking phenomenal.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, dude. No.
Right.
The picture, and I'm gonna post those pictures that I got. I'm gonna post those a little later tonight or first thing tomorrow on the preacher site so that everybody can see them. Absolutely phenomenal work. It was gorgeous stuff. Gorgeous.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're trying to do actually a larger model, and I can talk about that later. I'm not going to touch on anything right now, but I'm just working through some issues right now. But we're really trying to come out there and come really strong, and I hope that Tags brings our three big programs are awareness, unity, and care, or ACU for short. Hey, I'm an Army guy, okay?
Hopefully, you know what, that's the only time it's going to be acceptable to say ACU on this show after we fully transition to the Scorpion patterns. So,
well, that is awesome. I feel privileged.
Yeah.
I really do. I love the show. You guys have really good rhythm, really good beat. They get enough airtime. I just think it's really terrific what you guys are doing. I've been checking out you guys' information and literature as well. It's really an honor to be on the air and stuff like that. And, yeah, the one we did for Jeff, that one was handmade. That one was like, I think, 998 dog tags and 1,300 rings, and I did that by hand.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, it was a lot, you know.
How long did that take you?
About 3 weeks with the paint job.
Oh my gosh.
We were having problems with getting the imaging done for the Punisher version of it, and we had to get it cleared with the people that were basically, you know, involved with Chris Kyle and his family, which, you know, God bless his soul and his family and Jeff as well. I talked to Jeff. Jeff's a really good guy. He's really charismatic, and he's just really solid. I mean, he'll be a great guest on you guys' show, you know. May was the annual Chris Kyle Memorial, and they did a big fundraiser. There was another nonprofit that would gather the money from the fundraiser, which was really cool because I think they raised about a couple hundred grand or something like that. I'm not really sure. So
Brian, let me interrupt you for a second. Was that the big rodeo down at the Stockyards in Fort Worth?
Yes, it was. Were you there?
Dude, So let me tell you something. So last year, I wanted to go so fucking bad. But I'm telling you what, within the next 2 years, this show will broadcast from the fucking Chris Kyle Memorial Rodeo. I have to do it. I've wanted to go for the last 2 years. I haven't been able to go, but I am going to go. And if we go at the same time, we got to make sure that we hook up. Listen, I want to get you on. I want to get you on the next show next weekend. So we'll talk in between now and then, and we'll make sure that we hook up and we get you on the show.
Well, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. Never stop doing what the hell you guys are doing. And I really appreciate it, man. You guys have a good night. And just keep rocking it out, man, you know.
I've been a sarcastic motherfucker since I came out the womb. So I've been going for 32 years. I'm not showing any signs of stopping.
You know what? Me either, man. My friend posted a cool little meme the other day, and it said sarcasm. I put that shit on everything.
Right on. Well, hey, Brian, thanks for calling. And thanks for calling. And, brother, we'll talk to you a week from tonight on the next show.
All right, then. Well, you guys have a great night. Love you guys. Love everybody out there, brothers and sisters. Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's a good kid. That's a good kid. All right, we got 11 minutes left. We got two callers to get through, and then the FKM game. Area code 928. Area
Hello?
Code 928. You're on live with the preacher.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Who's this?
This is Frank Zimmerman.
Frank Zimmerman.
I've been trying to download the Skype. Have been issues off of the Facebook, getting it to play off Facebook. Hopefully that works out better for me. One of my friends said just start calling that number. He was actually on earlier, and I completely missed it because of Facebook telling me to download Skype.
Download Skype?
Yes, sir. It says download Skype on Facebook.
What the fuck?
But I was just calling for the real support of it all. I know that there's a lot of veterans out there seeking assistance. I'm actually one that's trying to get in with the VA. I'm on Facebook speaking with a lot of my brothers and sisters about my VA issues. I'm honestly currently with the Freedom Riders. I know that we are teamed up with the guards for the funeral details, and that's something that's actually come out that a lot of people don't know. But if you could get a hold of your nearest Freedom Riders chapter, especially for your veteran brethren or sisters, they will be a part of your funeral procession. They'll box off the intersections and make sure that your funeral procession is not disturbed by any outsiders, protesters of the government or war. That was a little bit of information that while I was listening, since I've been calling, that wasn't really put out there. But it's something else that I was trying to reach out for my veterans. It's a little help that I felt that a lot of others would be able to know is there's motorcycle clubs out there. We're not one percenters, we're veterans. We all ride American-made Harleys. I myself, 1977, Ironhead Sportster. I keep that old thing running because that's American history right there.
That sure is. All right, Frank. Well, listen, I got to get to one more caller before we end the show. I've got 8 minutes left. Send me a message on Facebook this week. We'll get you on the show, give you 10, 15 minutes. You can give everybody a rundown exactly what you guys do in the Freedom Riders. I appreciate you calling in, and make sure you definitely send me a message this week, and we'll get that whole link thing figured out so you can listen on your computer.
I will definitely do so.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you calling.
Not a problem at all.
Take it easy. All right, so we're going to one last caller. Hey, Justin.
What up?
Stop it with the typing for a second.
My
bad. I feel like there's a woodchuck nibbling a fucking carrot in my eardrum. Your mission when we hang up this fucking call is to figure out how to silence that motherfucker.
We're
gonna
buy an iPad.
Call. Yeah, fuck that. Steve Jobs can suck cocks in hell. All right, we're going to area code 336. I can say that because none of the equipment that's on this show is run by fucking Apple operating system. Area code 336, you're on the fucking Section 8 Power Hour. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jess again. We already talked.
I already gave you my horrible phone story.
What's up, sister?
I had to call back, but you hung up on me again.
What's going on?
Nothing, man. Close out your show. We already chatted. I'll talk to you offline.
All right, I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Okay.
All right. So I think we got fucking one more caller, but I don't know where the fuck this motherfucker is. Let me see. Hold on. Where's he at? Justin, are you ready to play the FKM game?
Always.
That's what I figured. You got your list up?
I do not. I don't know where the hell it is. I'm having my technical difficulties, and that shit's on paper.
Let me see here.
Am I going into this blind, Kyle?
You are going into this blind for sure. And since your wife is listening, I want to go ahead and tell her I apologize in advance. Love you, Monica. All right. So we're down to five. Here we go. All right. So while we wait for this call to come through, the FKM game is the fuck, kill, murder game. So I'm going to read off this list, if I can find it. Justin doesn't have his.
It's not fuck, kill, murder. It's fuck, kill, marry.
Oh, yeah, fuck, kill, marry. All right, hey, we got a last caller. And right here.
I don't care what time it is.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, bro.
Oh, God damn it.
What's up, man?
Fucking, is this Jody?
Yeah, bro. Hey, dude. No, man. I was just leaving this chick's house, man. It was cool. We were chilling out like fucking Netflix and chill. And then her fucking babies woke up, bro. And I was like, fuck that. I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, you probably don't do the stepdaddy thing too well, do you?
Nah, no way, man. I don't like kids. Kids bug me the fuck out, man. But, yeah, man, all these fucking military dudes, they got kids all over the place, bro. I mean, that's cool, but it just ain't my thing, you know. But, hey, mamas need loving too, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
Man, I was listening to you guys' show, though, a little while ago, and there was some dude that called in and said that his old lady was like 250 or something. I'm like, I was like, hey, bro. She was 275 when I found her.
Did you fuck the shit out of her? About 25 pounds worth?
Oh, bro, man. It was like butter on a mattress.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, Jody. Hey, we're going to have to let you go. I'm waiting for Lance Taylor to call in here. He's going to be joining us for the fuck, kill, marry game. But we'll get you in on the next Dependa show.
Hey,
thanks, man.
Hey, Dependa's be like Facebook/Jody. JODIE, Facebook/Jody. Love all you military guys. Peace.
Peace. This motherfucker. All right. So, who did I lose? I lost somebody. Justin or Weber? Weber, are you still there?
I'm still here.
I don't know what the fuck happened to Justin.
Definitely here.
Oh. Well, I am fucking stoned. I got to give a shout-out real quick. Yeah, I am retarded. I got to give a shout-out real quick to Lacey Curl. She is the heart. She's literally the heart and soul of Operation Vigilant Guard, and she's pretty fucking funny. I like dealing with her on a fucking day-to-day basis. So, all right, boys, we're down to the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Fuck, kill, murder. Dustin, you're first. You got 30 seconds. You can ask either me or Justin. Fuck, kill, murder. Or fuck, kill, marry. Go.
Susan Sarandon. Jane Fonda. Rosie O'Donnell. Kyle.
Who are you asking, me or Joe? Oh, God damn it. I am definitely killing Jane Fonda. I am going to hate fuck Rosie O'Donnell, and I'm marrying Susan Sarandon because, well, because she's probably, she's the least nasty of those three. So, my turn. This one goes to, this one goes to Justin. We're down to a minute and 30. You've got Miley Cyrus, Caitlyn Jenner before the operation, and Kim Kardashian's mom. Go.
Well, definitely kill Caitlyn Jenner before the operation, so Bruce Jenner. Kim Kardashian's mom seems like the least crazy, so I would marry her, and then I'll go ahead and fuck Miley just so I can kick her out the door later.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are down to our last 50 seconds. So this is where the preacher gets on the soapbox. I don't have I could talk on this subject for literally the next, I don't know, 3 days, but I want to say something. Every one of you listening is not a statistic. There is a nasty statistic out there of 22 veterans every fucking day. That's one soldier that commits suicide, one veteran, every 65 minutes. So if you're having problems, look for Vigilant Guard, Drinking Bros Vigilant Guard on Facebook. Call your battle buddy. Get help. You're fucking never alone. I'm the preacher here with Justin and Dustin. Join us next week on the Section 8 Power Hour. We're gone. Stay frosty.
I'm living in town. Post office. Post office. She has to check off the mailbox.
All right, boys, I'm out.